One more thing before we go to break. The last surviving crew member of the Enola Gay has died. Theodore Dutch Van Kirk was a navigator on the plane that dropped an atomic bomb on Hiroshima on August 6, 1945. He died at a retirement home in Georgia on Monday at the age of 93. Van Kirk spoke on NPR in 2005 about that mission.
If you were in the 509th group and did not guess that you're going to be carrying an atomic bomb, you're pretty stupid. But if you talked about it, you're even more stupid. So I guess I knew way back about January, February, March, and around there that we were going to be carrying an atomic bomb that day.
In interviews, Van Kirk said that the crew wasn't even sure the 9,000-pound bomb, nicknamed Little Boy, would work. He spoke on NPR about the crew's reaction after they learned the bomb did work, killing 140,000 people.
When we got to talking about it and everything, one of the fellows, and I think it was Dick Nelson, who was our radio operator, and I think Dick said, "Fellas, this war is over." Well, he was wrong about that. It took one more, but the war was over very shortly thereafter.
A second atomic bomb was dropped, as we know, on Nagasaki, killing 80,000 people, and 6 days later, the war was over. A funeral is scheduled for August 5th in Van Kirk's hometown of Northumberland, Pennsylvania.